Number four is, the myth number four is that you handle objections by overcoming them. And this is something I had trouble with. If someone questioned, let's say, you know, my consulting fees, and they'd say, well, gee, that sounds pretty high, and I would just start defending them. And I remember you and I had a conversation one day at lunch, and I was asking you about this, and you told me to do something different. So why don't you tell, if you would, share with the audience how you helped me with that.
Sure. Well, let's talk about handling objections. We've all been taught, we've always known, that what we're supposed to do when we hear an objection is we're supposed to overcome it. And that's based upon a fight or flight response. When you get an objection, you're supposed to defend yourself and overcome it to respond, to move forward. Or you hang up or you leave because you can't handle it, fight or flight. And the problem is when you overcome someone's objections, you're not uncovering the truth. You're just moving forward with your agenda, hoping to convince them or be clever enough that they will move on from what they're trying to say, and you don't even acknowledge what they're saying. So what I'm saying is unlock the game is a third option. And the third option is diffuse the objection and re-engage the conversation so it flows naturally. So this example you were saying is when someone challenges you on your price, says maybe, you know, your fee is too high, you know, our natural inclination is to do what? To defend ourselves, right?
Yeah, I just said, well, yeah.
Because we love what we do.
I love what I do.
That's right. And how can you challenge me in what I do? Because I'm the best masseuse. I'm the best coach. I love what I do. And for you to challenge my fee, you know, denigrates who I am. So I'm going to defend myself and explain to you why I'm worth the price. And what do? We start selling and defending and convincing. So what I'm suggesting with unlock the game, you're going to shift your whole way of thinking. When someone says to you, your fee is too high, you're going to acknowledge what they're saying and diffuse the pressure that can be created there by saying, you know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It can be perceived as high.
Now, I want to stop. This is a great one.
Experienced what I have to offer. You're right about that.
This is great for a lot of people on the call, so I really want to, I know that a lot of, especially consultants and coaches, you know, the price is a big issue. And so you're saying...
Yeah, and what I want to point out here is the languaging is key. The word perceived and how you present that essentially does not make them get more defensive on you, but essentially makes them think about what they're saying. For you to be able to get them comfortable telling you what the real issue is. It's an uncovering... strategy, essentially. So this is just one little tidbit of what I have in the program, but what I've done is broken down every single aspect of the selling process and provided an alternative option for languaging to re-engage the conversation. And so this is not a technique to close a sale. This is a way for us to re-engage the conversation, to uncover the truth of where they stand. One, can they afford it honestly? Are they just playing a game with us? Are they shopping around? Because remember, our goal now is the truth of where they stand, not the sale. So that's a very profound shift from defending yourself to engaging the truth. And I can tell you, every single person that picks up the program and tries this tomorrow on a call calls me back and says, my God, that felt so freeing and comfortable to defuse that objection and to re-engage them. And then what happened was the prospect just explained to me more of what they're thinking and feeling, and we move on from there. So that's just a little example of what I mean by not overcoming it, but by diffusing it and re-engaging it. And I've come up with languaging for every single objection, from send me information to we already have a vendor to you're too expensive. So it's all been developed that way.
All right, can we go into one example, either the pricing one that I...